From wherever you may be, welcome in our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who covers sports, technology, and many other things. On Twitter, Rick Roswell, his own tech site, wirelesswednesday.live, and we are fast approaching July the 1st, which is going to be the implementation of the hands-free law in Georgia, and Georgia will become one of a handful of states that already have very similar laws in place. Basically, Rick, after the 1st of July, we are not going to be allowed legally to even touch our phones in the car.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing to see how this goes. I'll be watching. I mean, it's been all over the news. So I can't imagine people don't know it's coming and have had the chance maybe to kind of prepare for this. I have a little bit with trying some gadgets and little tools out, so I don't have my phone in my hands. But so just the other day, I was at a stoplight and coming out of a Zaxby's, there's a left-hand turn, and I counted 7 cars in a row coming out of making this left-hand turn where the driver of the car had their phone in their hand. So this is going to be a culture shock or a big change for a lot of us.
It's going to be a learning curve for sure, and I think people can relate. I know I did to the situation that you just described, seeing so many people on their phones and then also having to make the painful admission that, well, that's me some of the times as well, and I'm going to have to get used to a new world. And let's talk about some of the specifics here as we head into this new world as it relates to the law in Georgia. And if you're not in Georgia listening to this, this will be coming to you eventually, I promise you, because the statistics, Rick, indicate that traffic accidents and traffic deaths specifically do drop after laws like this go into effect. But what type of specifics are we looking at here?
I think mainly what people have to know is you can only use your phones to make or receive calls now by using a speakerphone, an earpiece, a wireless headphone, or have the phone connected to your vehicle Bluetooth system within your car, but also your Apple Watch, electronic watch is allowed. So there are some exceptions here, which means the phone is not in your hand. So basically the phone cannot be in your hand at any time. You can look at your phone. You can still use the streaming apps on your phone, like a GPS app or a music app, but no phone in your hand to send text and that type of thing.
And we'll put some specifics up in the show notes on the page as well here, but a couple of exceptions: reporting a traffic accident, medical emergency. This seems like a no-brainer. And these exceptions will be the law, but as you indicate, only for the time being. A lot of this stuff is in flux, and we're going to learn a lot after July 1.
Sometimes when these state laws come into play, Sally, there are amendments to them or changes once they kind of see how it works. I don't know. They're pretty strict on this law. They're pretty all in on it. So just basically to use your phone in your hand, you have to be lawfully parked. That means in a parking spot, in a parking lot or off to the side, that type of thing. You can't be just stopped in traffic or at a stop sign or stoplight and then pull the phone into your hands to use. That is not allowed. We could talk about some gadgets maybe I've tried or maybe I recommend that for people that are in their cars a lot. This is being on their phone is a way of life and a way that they make a living. So maybe we should talk about some ways that they can kind of get around this law a little bit, or let's call it obeying the law.
Well, and one of the products that we'll start with is one that you mentioned when we were just talking, and that is the Apple Watch. This is going to mean for a company like Apple and perhaps some others here an increase in business as they see people looking for alternatives to be able to do what they need to do while they're driving.
Yeah, probably the closest thing to having the phone in your hand as far as the number of features you can do would be to own an Apple Watch or have that on your wrist. A lot of voice features. You can pretty much do anything with voice on your Apple Watch. You can have that on while driving and using it. So making calls, receiving calls on an Apple Watch is probably the most convenient way of obeying this law and still being, quote-unquote, on your phone.
The earpiece, of course, I'm not big on these because they look a little weird. I think maybe if you're behind the wheel, that's one thing, but I see people using them all the time as they're walking around, that Bluetooth thing in their ear. It looks a little funky, but I think we're going to see a little bit of a proliferation of these as well.
Yeah, you don't like that guy walking around Atlantic Station or on the MARTA station, Sully, with the earpiece on, looks like he's talking to himself. That looks a little weird to you.
Yeah, just a little.
All right, well, you can use that in your car. That's kind of one way around this. It doesn't mean, and only in a single ear. You can't put your Beats by Dr. Dre or your Bose headphones on and rock out to those while you're driving. This is a single, one of those little earbud earpieces that is not using, you know, Bluetooth paired with your device, probably not in your hand. It's probably the best way to explain this.
All right, the pop socket and mount. This is a cell phone holder that will, we've all seen these, clip into your car's air conditioning vent or mount on the dash. And there's a number of choices out here for which one of these to get, a number of manufacturers. Which one do you think is really good?
Well, the one that is the pop socket brand is going to be your best. There are some imitation ones also that are pretty cool. But so I resisted the pop socket as long as I could. But 3 weeks ago to prepare for this, I had to get the mount and a pop socket on my phone so I could clip that into my car while I'm driving. So I have it mounted right on the dash, kind of right by, right off to the right of where my steering wheel is. And I've joined the legions of teenage girls, and I now have a pop socket on my phone.
Well, I knew there was some teenage girl in you, Rick.
I'm not going to go any further than that.
Well, I mean, there's a little in me, too, and it's especially evident when I show up at the ice cream parlor.
Yeah, just, you know, the pop socket is kind of a handy little device. It does help you hold on to your phone a little better, and the way it slides into that mount is a winner for me. I'm not going to go the Apple Watch route right now. So this is my way around it, and it gives me still a little view of my phone. I can scan and I can peruse those text messages as they start flying into my phone.
That's right, and you are a busy man in demand. How about the hands-free car Bluetooth speaker? Make sure that you use it reasonable volumes as well. This thing can be a little loud, but this is another product, another device that's going to see a little spike in sales here.
Yeah, and I expect them to start making some Bluetooth speakers that are specifically for your car. But for the time being, I've tested all sorts of these little mini Bluetooth speakers over the years, Sally. Now I have a viable use for them other than hooking them to your backpack. These will hook to your sun visor or to your dash in your car, and you now have that little Bluetooth speaker you can talk and hear out of. So, again, this law is giving kind of new life to some devices that maybe we have kind of pushed off to the side. So we can get creative with this a little bit.
And so long as somebody is legally parked, they can use their phone and everything. But again, they have to be in a legal parking space or pulled off to the side of the road. And the law is still going to allow use of in-car navigation, communication, and entertainment systems. But there's going to be a period of where we're going to have to get used to all of this. And the cops are going to have to get used to it, too. And we have to remember that they're ultimately there to keep us safe. They're not harassing us with enforcing this law. What they want to do is reduce traffic deaths and accidents. And laws that have been implemented in states have seen a dramatic and measurable drop in the number of deaths and accidents. So this is perhaps, we can say it begrudgingly because we love our phones, this is perhaps a really, really good thing.
Yeah, and just because you have a phone mounted in your car doesn't mean you can watch videos on it and Netflix and that. It's only for GPS navigation and for music streaming is probably what they're allowing right now with this. But, there's a decrease in traffic deaths, but, again, more work for our law enforcement officers. Sorry, not that they already don't have enough to do. So let's help them out. Let's help everyone out and obey this law.
Well, I think to start, Rick, I'm somebody who goes to the extreme on things. I think I'm going to be putting the phone in the trunk of my car for that first trip on July the 1st.
If that's what you have to do, Sully, that's what you got to do. I want to see you with a pop socket mount, Sully, on a bird. Is that going to be in your future?
That could be. I'm just kind of curious as to how this is all going to work out and if there's going to be any special consideration for people who drive older vehicles that don't have USB ports and access points.
And if you live in Peachtree City, it does apply also, I'm told, to golf carts.
All right, well, we're going to have to confirm that. We're going to have to get in touch with the mayor down there.
Yeah, I'll leave that up to you, Sal. You got more pull than I do with political officials.
Always good to talk, Rick. Hope you have a great weekend, and may your driving be safe and your destination be even better.
And may your phone use and your car be hands-free.